Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And the famous Alec Medford as we're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. It's been a lot of fun today, especially with that chocolate pinata running wild. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors. And I'm sorry I said it like that because I have an update. That person who he ran over her foot said she was pregnant with our son, barely pregnant, but we have no anger. I have no anger towards her. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Every situation is different.
Kevin, I do want to say this. Every Uncle Julio's we've been at so far has been phenomenal. All right, I just want to point out, everybody's been great. I think today in this Dallas Lemon location might be the superior group. I'm just saying. The GM Marcello's phenomenal. The staff's been amazing today. This might be the best one. So I'm just letting y'all know this is the place to be. Right now, though, it is time to talk with our good friend Kyle Yeomans. Kyle Yeomans. Kyle, how's it going today, man?
Kyle Yeomans.
It's great, guys. How are you?
I'd be better if you answered my text, but I'm good otherwise.
Jeez, dude.
Oh, I do need to answer your text. I do need to answer your text. I did see it, and I immediately went into action. That's why I didn't return the text, because I was going into action trying to get something together for Peace-a-thon. But I'll get back with you on details. I'm working on something.
See, I'm just giving you the business, Kyle. Thanks, man. Hey, Kyle, does Jaden Blue know what the outside noise is about him and how he's making it worse?
How he's trying to infuriate an entire fan base at this point?
I mean, like, it looks – yeah, you get it. Like, it looks like you're going to get your shot. I had to wear my fancy cleats. They gave me blisters. I hope that's not a problem. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he knows that there's a little bit of hype around him and trying to have some success this week. I thought that was just a wild conversation. But he did switch cleats. Did you see that? I know.
Yes. Yes.
We just
good.
Got back up from practice. I didn't know if it was out there yet. But he did switch back. So that was good. So maybe he has heard the outside noise. He's trying to get everything right before Sunday. He can heal some blisters before then.
What's your excitement level? Because I feel like maybe disproportionately to where he got drafted as well, I feel like people have been super amped up to see Jaden Blue play.
Yeah, I'm probably further down on the list, because even when watching his college tape, you saw some good things. You saw some not so good things. He was a liability for Texas whenever it came to ball security. He wasn't a high-end pass blocker in this draft. I had him as a fifth-round graded player, and he went in the fifth round, and it ended up being a good value for the Cowboys. But I've said this before, with his home run ability and the ability to attack an offensive line scheme that, if it's blocking up in front of him, is going to be impressive. I think he can be something in this league. I think he has what it takes to be somebody in the league. And we've seen fifth-round running backs recently have success. One of the guys last
Absolutely.
Night, Kyren Williams. Kyren Williams was taken 11 slots after Jaden Blue's draft selection, but just a couple years prior. And so they.
Do you think he saw in the fourth quarter why he went in the fifth round?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just kidding, Kyle. I'm just kidding. He's been really good. I'm kidding.
It's true, though. It's true. But Kyren Williams is one of the top tailbacks in the league, and he was a fifth-round draft pick. So you can find value there. I just don't think Cowboys fans are looking at Jaden Blue in a realistic light. That's why he's been inactive. There have been some question marks from this coaching staff, but he's also gotten a lot of praise from the coaching staff as of late. I'm excited to see him, but I'm also not going to expect a whole lot from him in his debut.
Well, God forbid something happened to Javonte in this game. What's the plan? Would it be to turn to him?
Yeah, that would probably be the case. And I wouldn't be surprised if Malik Davis is an elevation off the practice squad either. That's not reporting anything, but when you look at the numbers, without Javonte Williams, you've got Hunter Lipke there right now, and Jaden Blue, assuming that he's active. So it's either going to be rely on Javonte Williams, and God forbid something happens there, and then you have to turn around and you got to have either a rookie who has never played in an NFL game or a fullback as your option. At least Malik Davis has been in the mix, and he's been around this organization long enough to have some trust built up, and he plays on special teams, which Jaden Blue does not. So it does give you a little bit of extra usage out of that practice squad elevation should you end up using it on a guy like Blue. Using it on a guy like Davis.
We have seen whenever you got the starting offensive line, they have been able to block it for the most part for Javonte Williams to get the yards. And you're talking about, look, if he has the runway, Jaden Blue can set something off for a big play.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, I mean, this is an offensive line that might have a bunch of different faces on there on Sunday. Do you feel like they'll be able to make a hole like that for him to crack through? And Javonte as well.
Yeah, I kind of chuckle a little bit because if you're Jaden Blue, you're saying, oh, nice, I get my first opportunity to show what I've got. And they're like, hey, Jaden, you've got four of your five starting offensive linemen unavailable this week. How you feel? And he's probably like, are you kidding me? I couldn't run with Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker in front of me. That's not the case. However the offensive line ends up this week, I at least have confidence in their run blocking because we've seen T.J. Bass have success as a run blocker. Brock Hoppen have success as a run blocker. We still don't know a whole lot about what Trevor Keegan does just because we haven't seen him in training camp. We haven't seen him in a full team period of football quite yet since he was added off of waivers a couple weeks back. So if he is indeed your starting left guard over Tyler Smith, who's injured this week, then there's going to be some learning there. I asked Clayton Adams, the offense coordinator, yesterday about the thought process when it comes to missing guys up front and does it change his philosophy. He said it really depends on the individual situation. He said if you feel confident with a guy as a run blocker, or as, let's say, he's a pulling guard or he's good with his feet and his footwork, that's how you change your thought process as opposed to, okay, four out of five guys are out. Numbers-wise, we've got to slow things down. I think they feel comfortable with Hoffman and Bass filling in. I'm not sure how they feel with either Nate Thomas. Of course, they've got confidence in Nate Thomas if he has to fill in for Guyton and then whoever that left guard would be, assuming it's Trevor Keegan moving forward.
Now, I know a lot of people have thoughts and questions, just like I do, about the defense as a whole. But I look back at that Green Bay game, and I know people get caught up in just the points, and I understand that. But
40 points.
You're right. I understand that. But part of the reason is their ability to get off the field on third down was atrocious. And even if you want to extend it to fourth down, when they couldn't put the game away in overtime, is there anything in particular that you think can be done or you would suggest tweaking to help third down defense specifically?
Yeah, I think it all stems from the same problem. It's all from the lack of pass rush, in my opinion. Because if you win a pass rush down, let's say you're able to have success on first and second down and put teams in third and long situations, it makes it harder to convert. Of course, that's just a math game. Makes it harder to convert if you have to go further to get the first down. But they're not winning on first and second down. They're giving up 3 or 4 yards. It's a third and two, third and three, and then they run it up the middle, and then it's a conversion. And that's where Green Bay goes 10 of 14 overall. And even on third down in long situations, if they're able to finish with the pass rush, then all of a sudden, you're not seeing Jordan Love escape out of the pocket. You're not seeing Russell Wilson buy time and throw the deep bomb down the field to Malik Nabers or to Wandale Robinson. That's been the problem in my eyes. The secondary hasn't played well, but they also haven't been helped out a whole lot as well. And I think if you're able to get some level of consistency from your defensive line of setting the pocket, setting the edge, all of that is going to play a factor in your third down efficiency as a defense and in your secondary playing better. I think it all comes from that one centric opportunity to get to the quarterback or at least slow things down, because the run defense has been solid. I feel pretty good about what we've seen out of the way the Dallas Cowboys defense has stopped the run, but the passing attack has just been so efficient every single week, and it's not going to get much easier this week with Justin Fields, who can move. And you saw what he did on Monday Night Football with that 43-yard touchdown run.
The Broadus was talking about the not having CeeDee Lamb, a guy who you can put anywhere on the field, and then how the Cowboys said, well, we'll use Pickens and Kevontae Turpin in ways to kind of adapt to that, not having Lamb on the field. How did you find them finding ways to get George Pickens open? Was it just go beat your guy, or did they do some different things with him?
No, that's pretty much – I agree with what Broadus is looking at there, because they would use a lot of what Kevontae Turpin did underneath the Packers defense was what CeeDee Lamb would do underneath an opposing defense from time to time, and they would use him in motion. Then they would set him into the slot. They would bounce Pickens around, but Pickens is mostly a left-side receiver.
Yeah.
And he's been on that side the majority of the time. I'm interested to see – if they'll put him out there and keep him out there with Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner has had some troubles this year against shiftier, smaller, more agile receivers. But the guys who are the bigger threats down the field are guys that Sauce Gardner has had success against. So guys like George Pickens, who's a deep threat down the sideline, has a route tree. I'm not saying Pickens doesn't have a route tree, because he does. But what he does from a skill set standpoint is contested catch and deep ball ability. And Sauce Gardner has traditionally matched up better. So will they put Pickens in the slot, especially if Kevontae Turpin is inactive for this game because he's dealing with an injury as well? If he's out for this game, then do you move Pickens inside for a snap or two more than you would initially, just to try and get him off of Gardner and get him a little bit more separation? They're going to have to get creative this week, because if they're not having the success without Kevontae Turpin in the fold, you may have to move Pickens around a bit.
Do you think that Sauce Gardner would agree with that breakdown you just gave, or do you think he would think that the officials are against them because they're 0-4?
The latter. He wouldn't agree at all. He would be like, oh, I could shut down anybody, except when you look at Emeka Ebuka, big boy, I'm a rookie out of Ohio State, in that Buccaneers game, the way he was able to just he routed him up. He was more physical than him, but he would still agree if the officials are against him.
Now, we talked about Justin Fields, and I want to go back to, I'm not here to dispute his running prowess whatsoever. Is this an instance where, and you don't usually hear it go like this, where you dare the quarterback to beat you with his arm?
I guess, and no at the same time. It's
okay.
Kind of a weird. Yeah, I know that's kind of a cop-out in my regard, because you want him to throw the football.
Yes.
Because his short to intermediate game is where they've been in trouble and where he's made mistakes and thrown interception. I mean, they're bottom in the NFL whenever it comes to turnover margin for a reason. One, their defense hasn't registered a takeaway, but they've turned it over 7 times in 4 games, which is pretty significant. So with all that being said, you want him to throw the football. But his legs are so dangerous, not only to run it and to scramble and to get out of trouble, but he could do what Caleb Williams did. Caleb Williams didn't really kill you on the ground running the football past the line of scrimmage and picking up yards. What Caleb Williams did to kill you was he evaded pressure, stayed behind the line of scrimmage, kept his eyes downfield, and that's when the big play would open up. And I think Justin Fields has the ability to do it, because if there's anything he does well as a passer, is he throws it 20-plus yards down the field as a deep ball thrower. And we've seen it from Fields. We've seen it from Love. We've seen it from Russell Wilson already this year. Caleb Williams had success with it. So matchup-wise, I really don't see it changing a whole lot from what Dallas has already seen this year, which is not necessarily a big vote of confidence on my end.
How I told Kevin the other day that I felt like Breece Hall looked a little thicker, and then Kevin said I was fat-shaming Breece Hall.
Fact.
And I did not feel that way. I just felt like he looked a little thicker than usual. But, like, how how are they getting him to crack open some of these big runs?
Well, their offensive line can do one thing well, and that is run block. That's really all they've got up front. They were expected going into the year to be a better offensive line in a pass-blocking sense, and they have not been good at it throughout, which is a good thing for the defense to possibly get home and register a couple sacks. But they have done a good job of filling the holes, getting outside, and making sure that Breece Hall has room to run. And the thing about Hall, and this is all the way back to his college tape, but Hall is such a patient runner. You've seen that from guys like Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders on the Cowboys staff, but Hall, so patient that whenever he is able to find an opening, he's able to get through there with ease and allow for the blocks in front of him to develop. So really interested to see how Dallas defends him. You're going to have to hold a line of scrimmage. You have to keep Kenny Clark and Solomon Thomas up there keeping that line of scrimmage and let some of those other guys set the edge too.
You know, sometimes they'll describe the irresistible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Force against the immovable object. The way you describe the Jets' pass defending and our ability to get pressure, do you think it's the very resistible force against the very movable object in this matchup?
Yeah, I thought the same thing going into the Bears game too, though. So,
all right,
that didn't work out. I mean, the Bears—they were the worst offensive line in football last year, and they didn't allow a sack to the Cowboys. So, yeah, I thought the same thing going into it. It's one of those things of which team is going to be helped out by the other team's mistakes. And I think Dallas is the better team, but they're more banged up at the moment. And so it is going to be a closer game than I originally anticipated.
UNT's off this week. What are you going to do with your life?
I'm actually I'm making the drive down to Stephenville. I'm going to call a little Tarleton State football on ESPN Plus against Southern Utah tomorrow night at 6:00. So, looking forward to that one on the ESPN side of things, and then I'll get back up to the Metroplex for Sunday's pregame matchup.
the life of those play-by-play broadcasters, Kevin. They are relentless in their pursuit of it.
How much longer till UNT cracks the top 25? I know they're up to 33, so they're moving in the right direction.
Let's beat South Florida.
When's it going to happen?
When they beat South Florida, next Friday.
Okay. Yes.
They'll be in there. That's a big game. That's probably two of the top three group of five teams in the nation right now. South Florida is probably number two. North Texas is probably number three. And then Memphis in the American Conference is number one. That's two of the top three group of five schools. There's a lot of playoff implication on
the line at
DAC Stadium next week.
Are your fans actually going to show up for it?
Hey, easy.
Absolutely they are. They're totally going to show up for it.
Yes, yes.
Because they had to let school out so they would show up finally to the game.
Yeah,
Friday,
yeah.
They're just trying to help out. And the biggest thing is they let out school, and the parking lot's still open at 7 a.m. So there's tailgating happening at 7 a.m. for a 6:30 kickoff. So
I like it.
And it's supposed
to be people are going to their labs.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a blackout at the stadium, and I didn't realize they were taking that literally, but they are. 7 a.m. to 6:30 is when you can tailgate out there in Denton. So they're doing it the right way.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Kyle. We really appreciate it, man. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Yeomans. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, of course, we want to know which football game you're most excited about this weekend, but also the favorites for the major NFL awards a quarter of the way through the season and Masterpiece of the Week. Woo! Packed segment coming up next, live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off Lemon on 105.3 The Fan.
Motion now from Tolbert, inside handoff, Javonte Williams, and he breaks free, and Williams has a head of steam, and Williams to the end zone, and Javonte Williams running hard, took it home, 30 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, having a blast today at Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. And that chocolate pinata was so intense, we just now finally had it taken away.
Yeah, dude.
That was like an hour and a half.
There's so much. And Tolos were eating off the platter.
I know.
My wife ate some.
Good.
Her friend ate some. I ate lots.
Oh, my God. From the 817.
Kevin had some.
Can I get a shout out? My birthday is on Sunday, 36 years young. Happy early birthday. A couple of questions.
That's old.
What? What delineates old for you now?
25.
25 is old?
25 is when you start turning old. So I appreciate you saying 36 years old is like you're talking to yourself. You want to have good self-talk, right?
Uh-huh.
Positive talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that person for saying it. But you're old.
Okay. Well, happy almost death day, according to Corey. All right, so I want to get y'all's take on what football games you're most looking forward to this weekend, of course, but also didn't get a chance to bring this up earlier. We're essentially a quarter of the way through the NFL season. I know once they added the 17th game, that really screwed us all up, and it was going to be hard to figure out, but some of the leading award winners or candidates to win the awards thus far, Emeka Egbuka, it's interesting, he's only second right now for Offensive Rookie of the Year per ESPN behind Tyler Warren, the tight end for the Indianapolis Colts.
Dude, I don't know if I said it during the break yesterday. Did I say that Tyler Warren's a fascinating character?
I do not think
so. Not like the personality, but just the fact that his usage.
Yeah.
He's like, I did not expect him to be as good as he already is. And Egbuka, like, he's become their primary target because Mike Evans is out. Sterling Shepard isn't very good anymore. And so, like, that's become the thing. But even still, Tyler Warren is producing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are looking at the fantasy world going, dadgum, why was I not in on what this guy's doing?
Now, for Protector of the Year, probably won't surprise you to know that Penei Sewell's leading the way. He got the highest grade in the history of Pro Football Focus. But Pro Football Focus also thinks that Dante Fowler's been really good this year. Now, this is what surprised me a little bit. Shane Steichen is only second on the list for Coach of the Year.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Who would you put him ahead of? Who would you put ahead of him?
Probably, I'm not going to say Sirianni. That's what you expected. You were trying to set me up, weren't you? You were just trying to set me up. It's obviously Schottenheimer. Obviously, it's Schottenheimer.
It's not the guy whose team is 1-2-1.
Hey, the tie was a real big surprise to the rest of the league.
That actually is true. They put Dan Campbell, which I think is absurd.
Why?
Because he was 15-2 last year, right?
Okay. That means so he's not a good coach?
I know. It doesn't, but they're on pace to have a worse record. And he's behind. He's ahead of the Colts coach.
How are they on pace to have a worse record? They've lost one game.
Exactly.
What was it? They lost one game last year?
No, they won two. They lost two. They're on pace right now.
Did he win last year?
Ooh, I don't know.
I bet it's voter fatigue. That's what they're probably. They're like, we gotta get Dan
Shane
Campbell his.
Steichen didn't.
Yeah, but guess what? Dan Campbell, Kevin, lost two coordinators and somehow has been able to turn this thing around. Righted the ship. I totally understand what you're saying. I'm giving you a hard time and trying
absurd.
To draw you off sides right now. Doing a good job at it, by the way. Shane Steichen is doing a very good job. I think a lot of people aren't believing it. Right? Like, I think that they're like, it's going to fade at some point. That's where he's doing a great job at saying, we're going to play within this. We're not going to go outside of it. And if we just do this, we're going to be just fine, and we're going to win enough games to be in the playoffs. I think that's exactly what people are thinking, though, is that it's not going to last. But they think that Dan Campbell probably is more likely to. My thought.
Nick Benito is on the list as the leading candidate for defensive player of the year, with Puka Nacua leading the way for offensive player of the year. Top three for MVP voting: Lamar Jackson. Clearly that case is probably going to take a hit this weekend. Daniel Jones in second, and Josh Allen is first on the list. Now, football games you're most excited about this weekend, college, pro, high school, whatever it is. Guys, what do you got?
Dude, I thought Carter did a really good job of getting me excited for college football on Thursday.
That's the idea.
When he was talking about, what was it, the Thursday Failgate is the name of that segment?
We're not calling it the Thursday Failgate. That feels like
to.
It could potentially be offensive. I'm going to go with...
I thought that was a really brilliant idea to create that segment, Kevin. I like having him do that again, and I think he did a really good job of getting me excited for college football this week. But NFL is where it's at, and it's Broncos-Eagles for me. I don't know if that's the same for you.
That's second on my list. I have Bucks-Seahawks first.
Dude.
Because I want to know more about both of those teams, but I think Broncos-Eagles is a really good answer.
Bucks-Seahawks is fascinating because Baker's hurt, and he's got a hurt cast around him right now. And
they're going to miss a lot of players. Bucky Irving's out. Mike Evans is out.
Yeah, Baker's got the bicep that he was dealing with last week, and you saw that he struggled against Philadelphia a little bit early, and he had to turn it on later in that game to try and bring it back. But now he's got another injury going along with it. And so how banged up is he really, and how much longer can that last for him? But the Seahawks are an interesting story. They're a very interesting story because Sam Darnold is doing exactly what he did last year. He's producing just enough to make you go, is he a candidate? And then the reality is going to be what it is.
And then, Alec, do you think that Corey needs late Forgiveness Friday? Because the fan text is full of people who are like, screw you, Corey, I'm still young.
Oh, man.
Do you think Corey needs to ask for forgiveness for calling all these people old?
No, because he set the threshold at 25, which I am not yet, so I don't care. Doesn't affect
See?
Me.
But aren't you concerned about being 1 year away from being old?
Yeah. I'll enjoy it while I have it.
24?
See, that's what I'm talking. That's why Alec's always been my guy. Mm. And you know what, Alec? Whenever you turn 25, I might raise the number. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Yeah, just for you.
Moving the goalposts just for me. That's commitment.
Yeah. And then he's going to make some joke about how you can't raise your height, because that's right. What he does
I've
all
never,
the time.
I would
Don't
never,
buy into this nonsense
never.
That you're his
and
guy. He talks trash about you all the time.
I never do. I never talk trash about Alec. He's the best. Well, now Peyton, on the other hand, that's a different story.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, this is the part where I would usually say long time no speak, but even that feels a little bit too corny. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week. We are going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week.
That's fair.
I'm going to warn you now, at least in my mind, there is a clear-cut winner. You will hear it, but this is just going to be one of those days where, you know, there might be some really good options, but they're going to get thrown to the wayside because of one man and one man only. But we're going to pick on people who are not here to defend themselves, and we have two people that fit that mold today. We have Brian Broaddus.
Ooh.
Or we have Mickey Spagnuolo.
I'm going to vote for Mickey because I know that he is a quote machine, and I don't want to piss Broadus off.
For the longest time, we tried to tell Kevin that Mickey is definitely trying to win Masterpiece of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin fought us on this for many, many years. Kevin,
I just thought it couldn't be true. He's a professional.
A true professional journalist. But he's also evidently the biggest comedian we've ever known.
Agreed.
Yeah, and he might have another profession. I don't know what he was talking about here.
And I don't think, you know, rubbing up the balls has anything to do with it.
See, now we need to know what to do with what.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it could.
Yeah, there was so much more to that, and that's the concern there.
It was about the K-balls.
No, I know. The K-ball, which we learned a lot more from Babe Loffenberg about that, by the way. That's a good one right there. I think that is Mickey again trying to deposit his first entry.
Yeah.
He's a perv.
Oh, jeez. All right. Brian Broadus, Super Bowl winning scout of the G-Bag Nation. You're going to hear him in about 20 minutes. He said this.
I'll be home in a bit. Make sure you have them chicken wings ready.
Now...
That was good. That was good. He wants those chicken wings. If
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
If you're unfamiliar with what that's referencing, you could probably look it up out in the world, but the rest of the sentence that he did not say is significantly more graphic than that.
Yeah, and that's why my job in this situation is fun. I don't give you the context. That's your job, Kevin. So, yeah, you can find it.
I probably can't say the rest of the context this time, but...
Yeah, that's why that's why I hit the space bar and I walk away. Not literally. But, Kevin, we're going to go ahead and pick on you because feel like it's just that time you said this.
Some sticklers would say it needs to be longer.
Like in regards to you or others?
Oh, definitely me.
Okay.
I can't speak for everybody, but I'm definitely.
Hey, acceptance is the first step.
Average is average, buddy.
Yeah. And you know what, Kevin? You always said that.
Yeah.
Tell them it's average.
Yeah.
So that they're not let down or they're shocked later.
So that's a great point. Because the last thing you want is like a pants roulette where they're like, oh, man.
And then you see it on their face and they're like.
Yeah. You want to be like, okay.
Pants roulette.
That's not so bad. Yeah, man.
First time that's ever been said in human history. Congrats.
There's no chance. That's the first time I've even said it. So disagree.
I want to know what that game looks like. Actually, no, I don't.
Corey, okay, well, I mean, I can explain it to you.
It sounds
I can't
like,
believe that Alex said that, by the way. I can't believe you said it.
It's really not that complicated.
Kevin, it sounds like Corey's doing a lot better than you here.
That was a great smash.
Because that means you won Pants Roulette. Yeah, that is what I'm willing to bet.
I always like how you can connect some of these things like that. There was a moment I do want to say that I failed.
Oh.
I failed with the chocolate pinata.
Oh.
When you smash that, we should have requested Smash Your Balls be played. Which
How
is
old
from,
is that song? Like 10 years?
Yeah, when we were on nights and you got hit in the junk with a wiffle ball bat by Colby. We definitely should have played the remix version that Parker made, and that's on me.
Mortal Kombat theme in the background.
That's on me, and I'm sorry about that. But Alec, I think we're gonna have to go find a search for that next week.
If we still have that, it's pretty funny.
I can do that, but I did some investigative journalism while you guys were talking there too, and I think I might have found the root of Kevin's problem with the sticklers of the world.
Yes, he is very Kevin, very big.
Dude, jeez, bro.
What was I talking about? Because it feels flagrantly against the spirit of the FCC to just be like, that guy's packing.
This one I actually
like, that
remember.
Just feels...
And you said it anyways. I appreciate that.
But that's true.
This is one of the rare cases I actually remember exactly what you were talking about here. Might have been a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. 2023 World Series champion, maybe?
Oh,
Aroldis Chapman. It. Yeah,
got it.
Oh yeah, you're talking about how got large Aroldis is.
Yeah, he See, is.
That's the one.
He's
and
a big human.
That's the one and only time I'm going to bail you out, Kevin. The one and
Thank
only time.
Thank you very much.
This one I could try to bail Corey out, but I don't think there's any saving him.
Guys, do y'all want oil or not? And this one has a light lemon scent.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That is literally from that's from the Ladies Man. So I can't take credit for that because the Ladies Man, Will Ferrell, was really trying to convince all the guys to do some Greco-Roman wrestling with him.
Oh yeah,
and he was like, anybody want some oil? It's got a light lemon scent.
The Ladies Man, Tim Meadows, is in Peacemaker.
Yes, and he's
I just
really
started
funny.
Watching season
he
two
is
of that.
Hilarious in it this season.
It's a lady.
Here's a trip
what
inside.
What did he tell Chicago to do? I'm sorry, Alec. My bad.
Oh, you're good. If anything, this might save incrimination of Kevin. Here's a trip inside of the inner workings of his mind.
I would be more surprised if I got stabbed by a 75-year-old than a 30-year-old.
Yeah, I stand by that. I got a text from my mom, and she's like, don't forget how old I am. And I'm like, I wanted to tell her, you know what, Mom? I'd be really stunned if you stabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't express that enough. I just think...
I feel like you are old-shaming people there,
okay,
though.
Yeah,
I would never do that.
I'm
I would
not
never.
Old-shaming them. I'm saying I feel like the statistics back me up. You're more likely to get stabbed by a 30-year-old than a 75-year-old. I don't have the scientific data on that.
I think we need to ask.
Oh.
Well... Yeah, and if you're on the wrong end of that question, stir.
Who do we ask? Do we ask big knife company? Like, what do we? Who do we talk to?
What's a big
Kyle
knife company?
Kyle Yeomans.
Okay, well,
Kyle probably knows.
We just
probably
missed
knows.
That shot.
Yeah, we should have asked earlier.
All right,
just don't ask anybody who has bird blindness.
Oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was for Corey.
Kevin, this
he
one's
said it was a duck.
This one's for you because it is you. A PSA from Kevin Hagland.
Steven, you know, will execute you.
What?
I know exactly what that means. We were talking
Steven
about...
Steven Jones just gives you the thumbs down.
Yeah.
You're done. Execute.
I could totally see that happening. We were talking about, like, different things that you say and kind of get repetitive or whatever. And Steven... I guess if you say we'll execute you to death, that is confusing.
Yeah.
But I meant when he says we just need better execution. I don't actually mean executing anyone. I am not aware of that happening.
Interesting.
Just him saying that we need to execute better.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to vote.
I'm gonna vote for Corey oiling you up for the wrestling match.
guys, do y'all want oil or not? And this one has a light lemon scent.
See, okay, can you play that one more time? Because
maybe
Corey,
a little coriander.
Corey is so confident about it, and then he backs down with his confidence to tell you about the lemon scent.
Guys, do y'all want oil or not? And this one has a light lemon scent.
See, you weren't as vociferous as you were with the rest of it.
I don't know what that word means. I'm going to go with Kevin and his 75-year-olds.
Oh, wow, okay.
I would be more surprised if I got stabbed by a 75-year-old than a 30-year-old.
It's the way you say things that always gets me.
From the 940, statistically, there are more 75-year-olds, though. From the 321, talk to an FBI data analyst, or maybe they are one, and said, there's a shocking amount of old people stabbers. See,
I would love that that's how the FBI analysts talk to all the stabbers out there.
But think about it. He was shocked, and he's a data analyst. So, of course, I'm shocked.
Well,
if he works in the FBI, Alec, and he's shocked, it's only fair that I would also be shocked.
Technically correct, I guess. But guess what? You know what is shocking? We haven't had a vote go to the Tolos in a while, and I'm going to make that happen because I'm voting for Mickey.
And I don't think, you know, rubbing up the balls has anything to do with it.
All right.
I totally forgot about that one, too.
Is it Mickey's football breakdown? My old people fear, or Corey's wrestling setup?
All right.
Go ahead and vote 877-881-1053. Come on.
And we'll be sure to keep track of it.
The 817, they go, yeah, but a 75-year-old's got nothing to lose.
That is true. That's true. That is true.
That feels rude. Coming up next, let's chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Fourth down and one for the Rams. Niners lead by three, a chance to win it with a stop here in overtime. Stafford gets under center at the 11-yard line. He takes it. He turns. He gives to Kyren Williams. He gets packed. I think he's short, Tim. I think he's short. And the 49ers storm the field. It is all over. The 49ers have won it in overtime here in L.A.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We've had a great time today at Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. And right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Well, a little jealous, Heggy. I would love some delicious Tex-Mex right about now, but by and large, doing awesome. How about you?
I'm good.
Did you
see me annihilate the chocolate pinata?
Have not seen that yet. Where can I find that? Social?
Kevin, I am told that the Zoom lagged out right at the moment that you smashed the chocolate pinata.
Really?
And there is no real video of that. All we have is the remnants of how tasty it was.
Oh, I'm very sorry,
y'all. My apologies, bro.
You guys heard all of that, right?
I was listening to it, but the visual is really what we needed.
Was trying to watch.
I know. I had no idea the camera cut out. That is.
I got pictures, though. I got lots of
pictures. Very unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys, how saucy in were you on Thursday Night Football? Did you like the idea to say, screw the potential tie, let's go for it? Walk me through that.
Yeah, I was locked in, man. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, especially with the Niners jumping out to that early lead. It was like, oh my goodness, with a broken roster, it felt like the Rams were going to have a good chance to run away with it. Rams make it a game. Here we go. I'm totally fine with the decision to go for it there. Obviously, McVay, he was disappointed in the call that he made, taking the ball out of Stafford's hands. Probably not the best decision in the world, but it's fourth and one. You kind of feel like, especially with that Niners D-line, though they came up with some huge plays.
Alfred Collins.
They had all sorts of injuries on that D-line as well. So, but I had no problem with them going for it. Fourth and one at that situation. Come on now. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it was a huge win for the 49ers. I mean, I thought, you know, I'm a guy that's been a noted Kyle Shanahan hater. Might have been the best regular season victory he's had in his tenure. I mean, look, they had McCaffrey and they had Trent Williams, and maybe those are the keys, but you don't have your top two receivers, your quarterback. Well, was your quarterback hurt? At least your starter moving forward. And then, you know, no George Kittle. But imagine San Francisco looking at themselves saying, we paid Brock Purdy and Mac Jones might be our guy.
Have you guys changed your perception, whether it's in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, about the Rams at all. You lose to the Eagles. You probably should have lost to the Colts if not for some showboating, and now you lose to the kind of understaffed 49ers. How y'all feeling about those Rams?
Yeah, and I think you had the fumble on the 1 yard line. You have the disaster at the end of the Eagles game. I think those are just like things that happen during NFL seasons that cost you games. They're unfortunate. They do have some stuff to clean up. They missed a lot of tackles last night, and
true.
Maybe. But I still feel strongly that they are very much in the NFC Championship picture.
Right. Yeah, they're a team. Like, we're going to see the 49ers, I mean, give them a lot of credit for the way they played.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, that quarterback, you know, Matthew Stafford, and, you know, older guys kind of playing at a very, very high level there. So, the questions I have about Philadelphia, that's the questions I have. I mean, you know, with how they're playing. But clearly the Rams, I think they're a team that's going to have to be reckoned with in the playoffs and in the West for sure.
How are you guys feeling? What are you thinking the offensive line starting-wise will be for the Cowboys on Sunday?
That's a really good question, because this morning at 6 a.m. there was questions about the left guard, that he's still possibly was going to be a game-time decision. And then it looks like to me we'll see if the left tackle, Guyton, clears protocol. So you could be down your entire left side of your offensive line, and then it'll be what's going to happen. Is it Thomas – and Adeniji, who plays guard, who plays tackle? Maybe we'll also see. You know, they've got a couple of other options, but right now those are kind of the best ones, I think.
If Tyler Smith is good to go and can play the game, do you think he'll be out there the whole time, or do you think they'll rotate him out occasionally?
They say they don't like to rotate, but they did it last week.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with the offensive line coach. I think the coaches are the ones that influenced Schottenheimer on this, and they probably said Nate Thomas needs to play a little bit here. And I think Schottenheimer agreed with them. And so, you know, that's I don't know if they've shown they'll change him out, but I don't know if that's what they want to do in a game, especially if they're in a situation where this one might be a dogfight for them with all the injuries they're dealing with.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
We're going to start with our predictions. I cannot wait to see what Dak and the Cowboys offensive coaches can come up with if it's Terrence Steele and four backups. Wow. Crank the level of difficulty all the way up to Hall of Fame mode for you there. At least it's not a terribly difficult opponent. But we'll get our predictions here in just a minute. And Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Pure Gold, as always,
right,
thanks for asking.
Roll home weekend, with guys. The G-Bag Nation.
Thanks, buddy.
We've been the KNC Masterpiece Maker way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Tell everybody your favorite new Taylor song, Kevin.
I don't know any of them.
You'll
I'm sorry.
Have to learn by Monday.
Life of a Showgirl?
And I don't think, you know, rubbing up the balls has anything to do with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.